What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hi, guys. Welcome and welcome back. Today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss a forbidden lesbian love that led to murder. Sitting here thinking about losing a loved one to natural causes, it hurts. But losing one to murder is probably a whole nother set of emotions being unlocked, like rage, vengeance, pain, just a few things to come to my mind. I wish people had more respect for life. Let's get into it. So we will discuss Larkita Collier and Sharon Patterson today, you guys. On September 17, 2003, firefighters and police responded to a burning house located at the intersection of Hampshire and Newport Street on Detroit's east side. Once the fire was extinguished, the source of the fire was discovered. It was an elderly woman inside of one of the bedrooms, sitting in her recliner. The woman was 64-year-old Bertha Atkins. Her remains were battered and burned. An article from March 23, 2004 from Detroit.com stated that Atkins had been hit with a claw hammer, which pierced through her upper lip and tongue. What type of evil-ass person would hit an elderly woman with a claw hammer in her mouth? I just want to know. Investigators determined that the victim had been doused with gasoline and set on fire. This instantly became a whodunit. Shit was about to get real fast, you know. Y'all, a neighbor who called the police saw something weird, which were two young girls calmly leaving a burning house. And you know something, guys? Like, we all hate a nosy-ass damn neighbor, but a nosy neighbor is necessary, for real. I feel like if you live on a block, you need two nosy neighbors on that block. You need a nosy neighbor on each end of the block, okay? Because while you out minding your business, we need to know what's going on, okay? But yeah, so the neighbor, he saw something that looked so weird and suspicious. He seen two young ladies calmly leaving a burning house. And he like, why the hell they not panicking or nothing? They ain't saying call 911. They ain't saying we need help. They just making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound. Da-da-da. They living their best damn life. And that was so weird. So investigators learned that the girls were 16-year-old Larkita Collier, the granddaughter of the victim, Ms. Atkins, and her 17-year-old girlfriend, Sharon Patterson. They immediately were the prime suspects. Boy, them witnesses, I swear. What J. Cole said, he was speaking to authorities in his song. He said, if you was around, then you wouldn't need a witness now. How you like this crooked smile? But I say thank God for witnesses. You know what I mean? Because this definitely true. Like, authorities wouldn't have a leg to stand on if things wasn't so obvious and if it wasn't for witnesses when it comes to investigations in these murder cases. So, of course, you know, they got out of Dodge, Patterson and Collier, once they found out that they were the prime suspects in this murder case. Then they actually turned themselves in, but not before they went to the movies to watch the movies Jeepers Creepers. They had to go to the show and see Jeepers Creepers, and then they turned themselves in. And that was immediately after leaving the burning house. So right after they set the house on fire after badly beating Miss Atkins and setting her on fire in this home, they went to the show to see Jeepers Creepers, and then they turned themselves in. Whew, the level of importance, you know. So the girls were taken into custody. They were questioned and they were arrested for the murder of Bertha Atkins. The girl's motive for committing this heinous crime was the grandmother's disapproval of their lesbian relationship. Collier told police that the plan was that she was going to hit her grandmother while Patterson choke her. and that she was going to turn up the radio to muffle the sounds of the screaming. Collier stated that when it came down to the act, she could not hit her grandmother with a hammer. So Patterson hit her grandmother with a hammer, but Collier herself did pour the gasoline on her own grandmother and she set her on fire. Whoa. Collier then told a story of Patterson threatening to kill her, and she was basically forced to engage in the acts of violence against her grandmother, but she didn't take it seriously until she heard something coming from her grandmother's room when she heard screams. So, okay, so this is a story that Collier telling. She's saying that Patterson, she didn't want to go through with this. Patterson threatened to kill her if she didn't go through with killing her grandmother. So she was trying to back out, but then Patterson went ahead with the plans full steam ahead when she heard screams coming from her grandmother's room. Collier even went further to say that she tried to stop Patterson, but it was too late. Of course, it's two sides to every story, because Sharon Patterson said that she lived in the home with Collier and her mother and her grandmother as Collier's friend. But when the mother and the grandmother learned that it was more to the relationship, Patterson was thrown out of the house. Patterson stated that Collier was mad at her grandmother for trying to break up their relationship, and that everything was her plan, and she murdered her own grandmother. Patterson denied any and all involvement in the murder. So y'all see how that went? How Collier told her story and how she was saying like, oh, I was supposed to hit my grandmother and Sharon was supposed to douse her with fire and set her ablaze, but I couldn't hit her. I couldn't bring myself to do it. So Sharon snatched the hammer from my hand and hit my grandmother, but I did douse her with fire. Doused her with gasoline and set her on fire. Now Sharon Patterson telling the story saying like, I didn't have nothing to do with that. I wasn't involved in the murder. I was dealing with this girl. Her mother and her grandmother thought we were just friends, and when they found out it was more to our relationship, she wanted to kill her grandmother. So you see how they kind of turned on each other, because Sharon saying that she didn't have nothing to do with it at all. She was just basically there. And Collier saying that we both did it. Okay. So the next day, Patterson admitted that she lied. She said that she did hit Atkins with the hammer, but only after Collier gave her the hammer and told her to do it. Patterson stated that she had no idea Collier was going to set her grandmother on fire. And the girls were, you know, and at this point, the story changing, you know she lying. You know what I mean? Collier didn't change her story. She told her how it was. So I kind of believe her events more, that they both hatched this plan together. They both went through with it. And that's what it was. Patterson, she was trying to make herself seem less guilty than what she was, when in fact, being that period, you guilty girl. Okay, so the girls were tried as adults. They pleaded not guilty. Both girls were offered plea bargains by the prosecution that involved pleading guilty to second degree murder with a chance of receiving 25 to 40 years. They went to trial, being tried for first degree murder, because they turned down that plea deal. They turned down a plea deal, so they went to trial. And so at the trial, they was tried for first-degree murder, felony murder, and arson. If found guilty, they was facing life in prison without parole, as opposed to the 25 to 40 years if they would have took the plea deal. They were found guilty of first-degree murder by a jury. Only Collier was convicted of arson, since she stated herself many times that she set her grandmother on fire. April 13, 2004, both Larkita Collier and Sharon Patterson were sentenced to life without parole. Collier was sent to Huron Valley Women's Prison and Patterson to Robert Scott's Correctional Facility. sorry, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveorobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. And it's so crazy how she killed her grandmother so the two can be together, and the grandmother disapproved, and now you living separately and go be separated forever. Just think about your decisions, guys, please, especially to all my young folks out there. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.